support, B-O-A-R.
All right. What noise would a calf make when it's being weaned?
I don't know.
The calf began to... You wouldn't have a word for that?
No.
What about a gentle noise that a cow makes during milking? I mean, during feeding, you'd say the cow began to...
Moo.
All right. And what about a gentle noise a horse makes?
Neigh.
All right. If you have some horses and mules and cows and you're going to feed them, you say, I have to go and feed the...
Animals.
All right. And suppose you had hens and turkeys and geese and ducks, you're going to go and feed the...
Well, if you use generally chickens, I'd go feed them. You wouldn't say fowl.
You'd say chickens to mean all of them?
Yeah, I think too.
Okay. A hen on a nest of eggs is called what?
Nesting.
All right. What kind? A nesting hen, would you say?
Hmm?
Would you say a nesting hen?
Yeah.
All right. And what is the place where chickens live? The little building.
You mean a roost?
Well, the roost would be inside the what?
Incubator.
Pardon?
Incubator.
Well, what if it's for the grown chickens and not the babies?
I'd call it a roost.
There's a certain word I'd like you to say. It's C-O-O-P. C-double-O-P.
Coop.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
I needed to know whether you'd say coop or coop, because, you know, people say it both ways.
Yeah.
What is that bone that children like to break of a chicken, that little bone?
Wishbone.
And what happens when you break it?
Well, the person that gets the longest piece is supposed to get good luck.
Mm-hmm. You know, some people say it's the shortest piece that gives good luck.
Yeah.
That's not right, of course. It's really the longest piece. Okay, what do you call the inside parts of a chicken that you eat? Do you have a general name for them?
That's a
What's that?
Duck.
That's a wishbone of a duck?
Yeah.
How funny looking. I never saw that before.
Mm-hmm.
But it's the same bone as on a chicken?
Yeah.
Hmm. I think I used to save chicken wishbones. In fact, I don't think I have them anymore. At least I hope I don't have them anymore.
I've got some somewhere.
It's been a long time since I broke a wishbone. I know I never got my wish.
That chicken bone.
Yeah, that looks more like chicken, yes.
Yeah, that is chicken. Chicken somewhere around.
What do you call the insides of a chicken that you eat, the liver and the other parts? Do you have a general name for all those parts?
Entrails are not the word.
Well, that's one word, certainly.
Yeah.
How about the insides of a pig?
Oh, well, the various things. The chitlins and which some people eat.
Did you ever eat chitlins?
No.
I never have.
No.
I've heard that they smell terrible when they're cooking. I've never smelled them.
Yeah.
So.
Of course, they have. Kidneys,
Okay. If it's time to feed the stock and do the chores, you say it's what time?
Feeding time.
Okay. Do you know how to call cows in from the pasture?
No.
Okay. Do you know what to say to cows to make them stand still? Or do you know how to call a calf?
Huh?
Do you know how to call a calf?
No.
Okay. Do you know what to say to horses to make them turn left and right in plowing?
Yeah, you see and halt.
Do you know which is which?
Gee, I should think would be left.
Okay. And
halt would be right.
Do you know how to call horses in from the pasture?
Yeah.
Mm-mm. What would you say to a horse to make him get started?
Get up.
And have to stop him?
Whoa.
Would you know what to say to make him back up?
No.
Okay. Do you know how to call pigs?
No.
How about sheep?
Mm-mm.
How about chickens?
Mm-mm.
Okay. And if you wanted to get your horses ready to go somewhere in a wagon, you would say you have to do what to the horses?
Harness him.
Mm-hmm. And when you're driving a horse in a wagon,